you, dear.
Mother.
Yes, dear.
Are you and Daddy happy? I mean, really happy.
Oh, Mary, just because your father went hunting for a week doesn't mean that he's deserted me. Of course we're happy.
Mother, what would you say is the ideal age for a girl to get married?
Oh, about 22, I guess.
Oh, what would you say is the ideal age for someone who's under 22?
Well, honey, you have a lot of time to think about marriage.
Oh, I didn't mean me necessarily.
I'm glad. I'd hate to lose you just when I've grown accustomed to your face. Who's the boy?
What boy?
Well, the boy we were talking about. Or weren't we?
Oh, Mother, I was just speaking generally. I mean, if you think I have Frank Mayhew in mind, you're quite mistaken.
I'm sorry, honey. Who is Frank Mayhew?
He's a boy in my civics class. He's very intelligent. He says the world is in a state of unrest.
Oh, he sounds like a deep thinker.
Oh, he is. Frank says most of the girls at school are frivolous. He can't stand anyone who's frivolous. He says he likes me because I'm not flighty.
Oh, my goodness, I'd like to meet him. Unless you think he'd find me too frivolous.
Oh, no, Mother. And you'd like him. Do you know he's used up 2 library cards this year?
No, I am impressed. Oh, there's your father.
Hi, Mom. Hey, Mom, is Dad coming home?
Yes, Paul. Jeff, look at you.
Well, what's the matter, Mom?
How did you get so dirty? What did you do to your clothes?
Oh, I was wrestling with Mickey Wagner. You should see him. He's worse than I am.
Now, that was a new shirt.
What a mess.
Honestly, Jeff, you should make an effort to be neat. You're old enough to show some concern about your appearance. Look at Mary. Do you ever see her look like that? Or me? Or your father? Honestly, I don't know who you take after.
Hi, everybody. I'm home. So there I was, tooting my own horn.
Well, how many ducks you get, Dad? Did you get the limit?
Not exactly.
Well, how many?
Well, to tell you the truth, we never even saw a duck. It was a bad week.
No, honey, you must be terribly disappointed.
Oh, no. It's not whether you win or lose, but how you play the game.
What game?
Just quote it, Jeff. No, the fun is in the hunt, not in what you bag. You know that we were out there at 5 o'clock every morning, standing in the blind, waist deep in that freezing water, with a brisk cutting wind that made you just glad to be alive.
Is that what you did all day, every day?
Yep.
I don't think I'd like that very much.
Oh, your father had to like it. He was paying $10 a day for the privilege. But the ducks were smart. They had sense enough not to go out in that kind of weather.
Well, it's nice to have you home, Dad. See y'all later.
Right,
Where are
Jeff.
You going, dear?
I'm going over to Binky's, play some checkers.
Does he play checkers, too?
Sure.
Well, I've got to be going, too. I promised I'd meet Frank at the library. Glad to have you back, Daddy.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Bye, Mom. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well... Oh, sure. Glad to get home. I missed my family.
We missed you too, dear.
Who's Frank?
A global thinker.
Huh?
He told Mary that the world's in a state of unrest.
I'm so tired I could sleep for a week.
In order to rest up from your vacation.
Well, I've been driving all night. I'm bushed.
Think you better shave before you hibernate.
Yeah. Well, it's a great joy not having to shave for a whole week.
Yes, I'm sure it was, but you're back in civilization now, dear.
Okay, I think I'll go down to the barber shop. I'm too tired to do it myself.
All right, honey. Oh, let me do that.
Oh, thanks, sweetheart. I don't think I can make it.
Dear, do you remember the dinner party at the Hendersons I told you about last week?
Yeah. It's a shame we had to miss it, but the duck hunting came along.
We didn't miss it. It's this Monday night.
But you said it was...
Now, dear, when I told Sylvia that you were going duck hunting, she changed the date just for you.
Oh, that's peachy. Oh, honey, I hate those dinner parties at the Henderson. They're dull. The evening just drags on forever.
Now, dear, that's not fair to say. You know, they always have very interesting people there.
Where do they hide them? I never seem to meet them.
Alex, if you can stand in freezing water with a cold wind hitting you all week long without complaining, don't you think you can spend one evening at the Hendersons?
Ah, good morning, Dr. Stone.
Good morning, Paul. Can I get a shave right away?
Sure thing. My next appointment's not for, oh, an hour yet.
Good. The beard go for a week. I've been duck hunting.
Sure nice to give your face a rest once in a while.
Yeah, it sure is.
That's a nice, healthy growth.
Healthy?
Oh, yes. You know, you can tell a lot about a man's vitality by the way his whiskers grow. Huh? Now, take yours. They're strong and healthy. Shows you're in good physical condition.
That's a fascinating theory, Paul, but since all my patients are children, I don't think I'll have much chance to use it. Got a problem?
No.
Is there going to be much of a project to shave me?
No. It's not that at all. Not that. Tell me, Dr. Stone, have you ever had a mustache?
Mustache? No, never.
You have a perfect face for it.
Huh? I didn't know it took a special kind of face.
Oh, yes. It's my business. And I'm what you might call a specialist. It's like, anybody can wear a bathing suit, but not everybody looks good in one.
I know what you mean. And you think...
A mustache face, if I ever saw one.
Well, I don't know.
Dr. Stone, men are flying in outer space. We're shooting rockets to the moon. Why can't you try a mustache?
It's not quite the same thing, is it, Paul?
Oh, believe me, if I didn't think you had the face for it, I wouldn't even bring it up. Why, there's maybe only one man in every thousand that can wear a mustache.
Well, I don't know if my wife would like it.
Of course she will. She may not admit it, but she'll like it.
You just lost me, Paul.
Look, Doctor, today women do everything that men do. They fly planes. They drive racing cars. They run big corporations. But there's one thing a man can do that a woman can't.
Grow a mustache?
Right. And when a woman tells you she doesn't like a mustache, it's pure jealousy. That's all.
Well, I don't know.
I'll tell you what. Let me give you a shave and we'll leave the mustache on. If you don't like it, I'll shave it off. Okay?
Okay. No sense letting a perfect face go to waste.
Oh, good. You're home from the library. Lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Oh, good. Where's everybody?
Well, your father's at the barber's and should be home any minute. I called Jeff at Binky's and he's on his way home. Crime and Punishment. What made you take that out?
Well, Frank recommended it very highly. He says Dostoevsky takes us into the minds of men. Have you ever read it?
Oh, well, years ago. I don't remember too much about it. Certainly not much about the minds of men.
Mother, do you think I should wear glasses?
Glasses? What's the matter with your eyes?
Oh, nothing, but don't you think it would give me a more serious look?
I don't know. Certainly not reason enough to wear glasses.
Well, it was just an idea.
Now, put the idea out of your mind. Glasses. Oh, that's probably Iris. Watch the soup, honey.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, where's your mother?
She's on the telephone. Jeff is over at Binky's, and Mother called.
What's the matter? Just a gag. Well, I was being shaved, I got the idea of leaving it on, just for the fun of it.
Oh, really, Dad, a mustache.
What's wrong with it?
It's frivolous.
Frivolous?
Yes. I mean, with all the unrest in the world, just growing a mustache seems so immature.
In the first place, you have to be mature to grow a mustache. But in the second place, what has the unrest in the world got to do with it?
Hi, Dad.
Hello, Jeff.
From the laundry, Mary.
Oh, really, Daddy?
Jeff, what happened to you? I thought you were over playing checkers with Binky.
Oh, I was, but we got into a little argument about the game.
Dad, there's something different about you.
Yeah?
I know. You're sitting in Mom's place. A mustache. How about that?
Well, how about it?
Well, it's great.
Gee, I'm sorry. Jeff, look at you. What happened to your clothes?
I'm sorry, Mom, but Binky insulted me. And you'd done the same thing if you were in my place.
I doubt that. Now go up, wash, change your clothes, and come back to lunch. Oh,
boy, the insults people expect a guy to take.
Well, that boy never has a chance to outgrow his shirts anymore. Hi, honey.
Darling.
Would you like some more biscuits?
No, thanks, honey. Just some coffee. I've got to get to the hospital.
Well, I guess if you get hungry, you can always go to the cafeteria, or I can make you some sandwiches. I'm sorry, that was clumsy of you.
It's all right, darling.
But Alex, the barber missed a spot when he shaved you.
That's very funny.
Well, honey, I'm not trying to be... Oh, Alex, don't tell me you're going to grow a mustache.
Yeah, it's just sort of a trial. I want to see how it would look on me. How do you like it?
Oh, take it off.
That's all you can say? Give it a little thought.
All right. Oh, take it off.
Are you sure you're not jealous?
Jealous? Jealous of what?
Well, raising a mustache is one thing a woman can't do. Now, give it a chance. Maybe you'll like it.
Never. It makes you look ridiculous.
Ridiculous?
Yes.
I fail to see the humor in a mustache.
Oh, you're right. It isn't funny. See, I'm not laughing anymore.
I think I'd better get over to the hospital.
Hey, Mom, when's dinner?
Soon, dear.
Oh, good. Hey, what's the book, Mary? Is it any good?
Crime and Punishment by Dostoevsky. It's way beyond you.
Oh, yeah? What's it about?
Well, I guess you could call it a murder mystery.
Really? Hey, can I look at it?
Sure.
Oh, thanks. He was particularly worried about Svidrigaylov. He might be said to be permanently thinking about Svidrigaylov. From the time of Thanks a lot.
It wouldn't hurt you to read this book. You know, it's considered a classic.
Just what I thought. Why read it on your own time? It's bad enough when they make you read it in school.
Frivolous creature.
What do you mean? Just because I can't say a silly name, Svidrigaylov.
Mother, may I go to the movies tonight?
Oh, do you have a date?
Well, not exactly, but Frank's been telling me about this new Italian movie. He says it's full of symbolism, very profound. And, well, I'm just sure he's going to ask me. Oh, we won't be out late. We'll go to the early show.
Yes, well, I guess it's all right. Honey, turn the soup down, please.
Oh, yes, Mother.
Mom.
Yes?
How am I going to eat?
As soon as your father comes home.
Hmm. Hey, do you think Dad's going to keep his mustache?
Of course not. It's just a joke. He's so embarrassed, I bet he shaved it off at the hospital.
I kind of like it.
Well, I don't. And I'm sure your father will consider my feelings.
Darling? Where is everybody?
There he is. Oh, honey, set the table, please.
Okay.
Hi, sir. Are you sure you're in the right house?
What?
Oh, honey, I thought you were going to take that thing off. The joke's over. And where'd you get that awful bow tie?
I bought it. Thought it would go with a mustache.
They've both got to go, and the sooner the better.
Well, you know, darling, I'm beginning to like myself with a mustache. I think I'll keep it. Oh, now, honey, you'll get used to it. It'll grow on you. Now, honey, analyze your objections. They're perfectly irrational. You're in a rut. What you're actually fighting is any change from the norm. You have to open your mind, raise your sights.
Do you have any idea how silly you look in that mustache?
Silly? Well, now, let me tell you, not everyone shares your opinion.
Like who?
Oh, never mind. But at least a mustache is normal, natural growth, which is a lot more than can be said for some of the weird things that women do.
Such as what?
Well, they pluck their eyebrows to change the shape. They use lipstick to give themselves a color they don't have. They defy the natural conformation of their feet by squeezing them into those pointed shoes.
All right, dear, I admit it. You're right. Women do a lot of things that don't make sense. Now, may I say one thing that does make sense, without anger or without being one bit personal?
Mm-hmm.
Shave off that silly mustache.
It's becoming an obsession with you.
If you ask me, the obsession's on the other foot.
You're mixing your metaphors.
Well, honey, I don't care. All I know is I am your wife, and I do not like my husband with a mustache.
Mother!
Yes, dear. That Darlene, I called her just to say hello, and she just had to tell me that Frank is taking her to the movies tonight.
I mean, Darlene, of all people. Well, she's the most frivolous girl in the whole school. Oh.
You and your mustache.
What was that all about?
Mary thought that Frank was going to ask her to go to the movies.
Well, she's taking it pretty hard.
I guess women take everything hard.
Jeff, you don't know what you're talking about, but you have stumbled onto a profound truth.
Honey, it isn't the end of the world just because Frank took Darlene to the movies instead of you.
I know, Mother. But how can I face him at school? How am I going to act?
As if nothing had happened. I mean, if you can't control a situation, then you have to live with it. Look at your father and me. I mean, look at your father and that silly mustache.
Mother, what makes men act the way they do?
Well, it's a contrary streak in them that just makes them do what you don't want them to do. And the more you don't want them to do it, the more determined they become that they must do it.
Men.
Well, it isn't just men. Women have it, too.
Well, I'm not like that.
No, I know. Oh, by the way, don't touch the stool. It's just painted.
No, it isn't it?
What did I tell you? The contrary streak, you have it too.
What's a joke?
Oh, you wouldn't appreciate it.
Oh, yeah? My sense of humor is just as good as yours.
Oh, Jeff, don't touch that stool. The paint is still wet.
It's dry. Oh, what's so funny?
Well, all I had to do was tell you not to touch the stool, and you just had to reach out and touch it.
Don't worry, everybody does it.
Good morning, all.
Morning,
Dad. Morning, dear.
Darling. Dad, don't touch that stool. It was just painted.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. Darling, I've changed my mind. I don't mind going out to the Hendersons. You know, I think it'd do us good to see people.
And be seen by them. You wouldn't consider shaving off the mustache for the Hendersons?
Oh, no, not for the Hendersons, no for anyone else.
You realize, of course, that you're just being contrary.
I don't have a contrary bone in my body.
Alex?
Yeah?
Dear? I'm not going to make an issue of the mustache.
Good.
But there is one thing I'd like to say, and then I'm not going to say anything more. Honey, now we've always been very honest with each other, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Well, then I would like to say in all honesty that I think your mustache is absurd, ridiculous, and downright silly. And that's all I'm going to say on the subject.
Since we're making such a virtue of honesty, let me be equally honest with you. Do you remember my telling you that your recipe for pot roast was better than Lorraine Tucker's?
Yes.
Just being honest. The truth, since that seems to be the name of the game we're playing.
Well, if you want the truth, then I would like to tell you that I think your Uncle Ralph is a terrible bore. And his funny stories are anything but.
Why? Ralph happens to be an intelligent, interesting man, and you told me so yourself.
I know, but now we're telling the truth. I think your Uncle Ralph is the Prince of Bores.
me tell you about your dear friend, Harriet.
Harriet is a very intelligent, charming girl.
She whines when she talks. The drip, drip, drip of water that finally drives you mad.
Well, I'm certainly glad we're telling each other the truth at last.
So am I. I feel a lot better about it.
Me too, so do I. Oh, and one other thing. That plaid sport jacket you like so much. Well, it doesn't make you look so thin.
Do you know that green dress you wore to the bazaar?
Alex, please, it cost $60. How about this one?
That one? Never liked it.
I told you, it doesn't fit.
You sure did. Drab.
You picked it out yourself.
I did?
Yes.
I like it.
That's it. Hope we can find someone who can use these clothes.
Donna?
Here's Alex.
Why are you throwing this one away?
You said you didn't like
it. Me? Why, I've always loved it.
Are you sure?
It's a beautiful color for you. Doesn't fit.
I'll just move some buttons over. Said it was fuzzy.
Well, honey, I make mistakes sometimes too, you know.
Oh, how beautiful you look, Mother.
Oh. Thank you, dear.
Oh, you'll certainly be the prettiest one at the Hendersons tonight.
Oh. No, your father will be.
The mustache?
In all its glory.
Oh. Well, they say that among birds, the male of the species always has the more brilliant plumage.
Mm. Well, I haven't convinced your father yet to shave off his plumage. What are you reading, dear?
Crime and Punishment.
I thought you'd given that up.
Oh, Frank explained why he took Darlene to the Italian movie. He said he wanted to see how the mass mind reacted to culture. He's making a study.
And Darlene has a mass mind?
Oh, definitely. Frank's taking me to the movies tomorrow.
The male of the species also sings a sweeter song.
What?
Nothing, dear. I was just talking to myself.
You know, the secret of a well-groomed mustache is keeping it carefully trimmed. How's that?
One side's just a little longer than the other.
Is it? Yeah, right.
No, the other side.
Just a hair.
Maybe I should get a ruler.
Alex, please hurry. We're going to be late. Alex? Honestly, honey, we promised the Hendersons we'd be on time. Now, I think it's the least you can... Alex!
That's what kept me.
You did it.
Well, it's a small sacrifice to make for a devoted, loving wife.
Thank you. Screen Gems film presentation,